youth and physical beauty. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Now, we in our society are most certainly obsessed with beauty, physical beauty, which, by the way, the old adage, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, becomes less and less relevant today because we are dictated what beauty is. Some people think beauty is being allowed to see every bone in your body through your stretched out thin skin. Some people think that beauty is replacing the parts God gave you with other parts. Some people think beauty is the physical appearance of a person's face or body. And I have to tell you, Thomas Aquinas is very wonderful when he says, you know, people are beautiful for a period of time so that they can be attracted to one another and they can unite together in matrimony, in marriage. That's why beauty is only given for a short period of time, because it's during that period of time that the couple is vibrant and virile and can bring forth many children for the glory of God. Now, the problem with our society is that we fail to recognize that in every single case, no matter how many stitches you put in a person, gravity will eventually take its toll. Gravity pulls the body down. And you know something? I think it's very good that beauty isn't something that lasts very long, because we begin to think about the things that are really important. And I will tell you this, that if in the human experience we can get beyond the transitory beauty, in other words, that means beauty that passes, we can then begin to see the beauty of the soul. That's where the true beauty lies. You know, it's easy for two young people to say, oh, I love you, and then do what sends their beautiful soul to hell for all eternity. How can that be love? How can anybody call that love? To take the most beautiful part of a person and to mutilate it, to pervert it, to make it something ugly in the eyes of God, that can never be called love. And yet we use that word all the time, that four-letter word, that stinking four-letter word that nobody seems to understand, but everybody wants to throw it out there. People love chicken. People love potato salad. People love hot dogs. What's the matter with the world? You can only love what can return love. You can only love that which is able to return that love, give it back to you. And so we really need to focus on what's really important. In Austria, there is a church, St. Michael, the archangel, and underneath the church there are a bunch of coffins, and every single body there was somewhat incorrupt. And looking at those, they all open them up, and you go down there for a tour, and it was more like a ghost house. But we all went down there, and there we saw the bodies laid side by side, the old caskets still in their clothing, skin wrapped on their face, the look in their faces. And as I was studying this kind of macabre thing, it dawned on me that none of these people saw themselves like that. They saw themselves as beautiful and young and vibrant and ready to live forever. In fact, most people don't even think about death. They don't think that eventually age is going to take its toll. They don't see in the elderly that beauty that is there through experience. Remember, wisdom is a virtue that only comes with age and time. Youth can't have wisdom unless it's given as a special gift from God, because wisdom is knowledge that's permeated with love. And in order to have that, in order to recognize it, in order to live it, one has to have a proper perspective. And if we look at the flesh as something that has to be adored and hallowed and revered because of its physical beauty, what does that leave us with? What happens when gravity takes over, when old age enters in? Because I tell you it will. You can look at some people and they've had facelifts so many times you don't know what skin is covering it anymore. They look like they're dead already. They're terrible looking. And yet they think this is beautiful. I look at it and I think, why waste your money and your time? Think about heaven. Think about the things that really count. Because if you fall in love with somebody solely because of their physical beauty, when that goes, so your love will go. As that droops, so will your love droop. As that falls apart, so will your love fall apart. That's life. And if we don't look at life with a truth within our own eye, how will we ever stay with somebody? How will we ever hallow the sacred bond of matrimony if we don't start to love what is important in a person, to love their essence, their soul, the beauty that you see through their eyes? That is the basis of beauty. You want to love someone. Love them the way they deserve to be loved. Love them as a being created by God, as someone whom God loved into existence. Love them for the divinity you see shining through their eyes. Love every single moment of their existence because they are a gift from God. Now, if we saw each other like that, how many marriages would go bad? I don't know. But we're living in a society where so many marriages, most marriages that go bad, they fell in love with the flesh. And I'll tell you something, the flesh always disappoints. It can never completely be satisfied. It's an insatiable beast. And no matter how much you feed it, all you do is bloat it. And it'll eventually become dust like everything else earthly that we put our hopes in. Let us hope in Christ. Let us find his message of love and forgiveness, of what is truly beautiful. Let us look at the people around us and recognize that that which animates them is the gift of God's life within them, that their soul is to be prized as a pearl of great price. That it is our job to help them achieve their final end along with us. That should be the motivation for our love, for our unity, for our vows, for our promises that we make to each other. Let us look at the world in a different light. Let us keep death before our eyes. Let's not be afraid to look at it, because I'll tell you, the more you closely you look at death, the more you live. The more you love, the more vibrant one becomes. You don't become morbid and morose. You become filled with life and goodness. And you see that every single day is a gift. Live that gift. Love within that gift. Live for that gift. And that gift itself will take you straight to God.